Welcome, dear friends, truth seekers, and curious newcomers to our brand new program. This is the kickoff day on Earth Harmony Divinations. Yay! My name is Elizabeth Peter, and from this date forward, I will be hosting this show every second and fourth Monday of the month. Mike Schultz of Odyssey has generously offered to share these 2 hours with me. So thank you, Mike. Please check out his show on opposite Mondays from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. He talks on very timely and interesting topics as well as he takes call-ins. So first off, I would like to give you a brief outline of what you can expect from my show. My mission statement is simple. First off, I would like to focus on sharing joy, abundance, and gratitude at all times. Number two, be ethical and use intuition. No fear. So yes, folks, as we are at the dawn of the spiritual age, or the age of ethics, some might call it, our focus is definitely zooming in on ethics and away from the age of powers. We're moving to ethical powers, integrity and intuition, the power of those three, ethical power, power of integrity and intuition. So we're headed for the golden age, as many others on this show are already talking about. I will be joining in on that discussion. So to me, everything we think, do, say, create must have a qualifier. It must be ethical, based on intuition. Not much thinking. Thinking is overrated, and it's going out of fashion, folks. So I would be focusing a lot of on those topics. I'm going to try to stay away from any other negative areas of life that we already are bombarded with. So the number one topic for the first show, I chose the topic of abundance. In fact, I will start each show with a short abundance intent or prayer, if you will, and I would like for you to join me in on that. Then later we would have a short discussion on a current topic. For example, today's topic would be abundance. And after that, I will take call-ins and do any intuitive readings if people choose. So in order to accommodate more callers, please focus on one question only before you call and allow only about 10 minutes for a reading. I would like to just tell you more information about me can be found on redlotus.org. That's the color red, lotus, the flower, .org. Or you can always shoot me an email at elizabeth@redlotus.org. I will try my best to take as many calls as I can on the air. But if we run out of time, please feel free to email me with any questions. Now that you may be able to find me and find out about me, let's begin with the abundance intent. So please let us all take a very deep, long breath and focus on our third eye, shall we? Abundance intent. I focus on the Holy Spirit, or higher self, you fill in the blanks, Om God, as the only source of my prosperity. I know this inner presence as the only activity in my fill in the blank, financial, personal, health, career, affairs, as it is the only substance of all things visible. I trust in the principle of abundance, in action within as without. I revised this intent that was based on the Abundance Book Principle by J.R. Price. J.R. Price wrote this book many, many years ago and still very, very timely right now. And so after this, I would like to just begin our discussion. And that is about abundance. What is the source of abundance? If you do have any ideas or any suggestions and thoughts, please feel free to call in. What I would like to share, that what it means to me, is from the same writer, there is a fountain of love within you, and from it flows the fulfillment of all you could desire, the light substance to bring every form into visibility. The fountain is never in disrepair. Its operation is eternally perfect, and its power source is my love for you, a love so great that it is beyond your comprehension. The flow from the fountain is endless and bountiful. And so I also looked up the definition of abundance, in the dictionary, which calls it abundance is an extremely plentiful or oversufficient quantity, an overflowing fullness, etc. Now, let's ask, what else is there that we know of that is overflowing and it's plentiful, oversufficient? In my opinion, that is oxygen, love, and the light from our sun. So in my definition, abundance is basically the spiritual equivalent of oxygen and love and the light that we receive every day. And it is every living being's birthright because we have a plentiful, abundant supply of oxygen, love, and we wouldn't even exist without that, nor would the fish, for example, without water. So abundance is basically a spiritual equivalent of oxygen. It is allowed for all of us to have. There is never a shortage of it. So as I said in the beginning, I like to focus on being and doing because that is the only way to go at this stage of our consciousness growth. In fact, the quantum physicists are saying that now is the time the saying is true. I think it is really true for our age. What you pay attention to, you will become conscious of. It may have been a little less true before. You could have been paying attention to things and still you were not so conscious of it. But now this is becoming more and more so. So what does all this mean? If we think, do, create, say, destructive, negative things, that will be the world that we create around ourselves. That will be the water or oxygen around us in which we swim. Or if we think, do, create, say, or do, pay attention to the simple focus of living in abundance as if we take it for granted that oxygen is free. It's abundantly available to us all the time. We don't even know we're breathing. Therefore, the same thing is true with abundance. It's almost like we can just live with that underlying trust that abundance will always be available to us. It's our birthright. So if you would like to call in and join in this discussion and offer your thoughts and philosophies or whatever other thoughts you might have on the subject, I would love to discuss that with you. And again, in case you're wondering about my readings, about my intuitive work, you can read up about my background, of course, on the webpage. So I'm quite new to the show, so I will just point out a few things. I have come from 30 years of intuitive work, and I'd like to just quickly get to the heart of the matter of any issue that people would like to look at. I have a lifetime of divination work behind me, a lot of clients nationwide and abroad. So I do have a well-structured reading pattern that is quite accurate. I like to choose the Four Pillars of Destiny, or Bazi, which is an ancient Chinese system, as one of my tools. And you can read up on that on my website. This I have studied over 15 years ago, and of course I'm continually a student of this wonderful divination system. And my dear friend, the Tarot, which I've practiced since I was 19 years old. I've been been reading for 30 years, and I also use additional tools such as Nine Star Key, which is an Asian type numerology, I Ching, of course, many of you know, and Moon Power Astrology is also one of my favorites. But, of course, mainly I do tap in to my higher self, my higher spirit, intuition, and work with that. Again, you know, you're welcome to visit my website, www.redlotus.org, or email me at elizabeth@redlotus.org. And if you'd like to know a little bit more about the four pillars of destiny, I do have quite an extensive explanation of that on my web pages. Of course, the ongoing debate is always whether destiny is a static, predestined situation for us humans, or is it something that's in a constant state of flux? So some individuals prefer one over the other, and you know, we make a lot of efforts and we make a lot of changes in our lives, striving for bettering our lives. So we could say, yes, it's constantly changing depending on how we are changing our destiny. Yet there is a static element to it, too. So Four Pillars of Destiny provides a valuable and useful information either way you approach it. And you will be amazed at its accuracy and the amazing information and tools you can find from this system. You can basically find answers to, you know, relationships, marriage choices, relationships with coworkers, partners, family members, etc. Also, it will help you make better decisions regarding career choices or moving. It's also widely used for financial purposes, even following the stock market, such as the NASDAQ movements up and down. And it will also it is also used, you know, long-term trends. We can look at 10-year, 20-year trends with this system. So I'm hoping that I could be of help to those of you who want to call in or email me questions, and I would be happy to help you with any of your concerns or questions. So while I'm waiting for calls, I would like to just go back to our topic. Of course, you can call on our any of our toll-free numbers that you see on the screen. In the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. In the U.S. and Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And, of course, the direct line is 530-876-3222. So try to be patient if the line is busy, or try back a little bit later. It seems that we still have some time before any calls come in, so I would like to just discuss my other feeling about the belief behind abundance and, of course, the beliefs behind how I feel about religion in general, or the Holy Spirit that I mentioned earlier. I do believe that there is a universal intelligence, or a lot of people call it God, which is directly connected to us, humans, and within us dwells the Holy Spirit, or we can call it many other names, like the higher self, etc. And, of course, there is a third element of that which is rarely discussed, and that is our collective self as we are one on this planet. And so we are reaching a point in consciousness now that we are quickly growing up as a humanity. We have never faced the unprecedented challenges that we're facing today. And so up till now, we could get along within a social structure that needed people to be functional slaves or working bees, mediocre bureaucrats, etc. And the list can go on. But now we have reached a level of consciousness that humans no longer ignore for their potential genius, creative genius. And we're reaching a Christ-like consciousness. Of course, many, many teachers, ascended masters who walked this planet before have tried to teach that to us and wanted to remind us that there will be a time where we will also be at that level of consciousness. So in the next few years, we will see ourselves grow out of our childish attachments to imaginary friends and gods and sons of gods and addictions and fears and phobias and mature into aware and responsible beings. We will understand that no savior outside ourselves will be coming. So that's where we're headed, I believe. Instead, the Savior has already descended to earth from his hiding place behind our third eye. He is right here among us, taking up shape within our own bodies, speaking with our voices, and saves the world through our own actions. And that is what I call the sons of God. We are the sons of God. And within us dwells the Self or the Holy Spirit. And this is directly connected to the universal intelligence of God. And this is the Trinity that is so unclear to the masses, I believe. This is a big confusion that we are now correcting. So the qualifier for us to reach this level of consciousness is, of course, to lose the fear that was embedded in our DNA for hundreds of years, and to use our love and willingness to abandon belief and trade it in for intuition, a trust in the invisible or the unknown. But we're trusting in the invisible that as it comes through us, not in some invisible wizard-like Oz figure, but it is something that can always manifest through us. So the religious masses believing invisible friends such as Allah or Christ or any other beings out there will also join, hopefully, and realize that the Savior is in our collective consciousness. We are at the threshold to activate our true Christ-like nature. We are at the threshold of the Golden Age. And I would like to discuss this matter a little further, or this issue. I think this is a very hot issue right now among many who are so-called light showers. In fact, I love one of my favorite light shower is RYSA, R-Y-S-A, 5. And his videos, you can find on YouTube, if you just keyword in RYSA 5, there is a tremendous amount of information coming down through him, and they are very meditative and beautiful videos that he's sharing on YouTube with the world. I mean, just the phenomenon we have now through this radio, to me, this is also a testament of our oneness, and that abundance is there for us to share. And all we need to do is respect and admire each other's abundant spirit and giving, loving nature. And so with that, I would like to, again encourage everyone who is listening to call in and, let's chat, let's open it for discussion. Or if you'd like a reading, we could go into that. I have all my tools available. So let me know if you have any questions or concerns on your mind. As I mentioned earlier, I will be on every other Monday night on starting today from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, and I guess that would be 11 to 12 Eastern time, and everything in between, of course. So if you would like, please email me also, and so that I would like to get to know you, or if you'd like to get to know me. What else should we share about abundance? What I would like to focus a little bit more about this topic is, of course, the energy of abundance, which, of course, is all around us, and all we have to do is, like I said, just breathe it in like oxygen. The universe does not compensate individuals based on just their activity or work, but on the activity of their consciousness. So accordingly, if you feel your life is empty and useless, that your work is insignificant, that the things that are yours to do are really meaningless, then you will be pressing out of universal substance an income directly related to that consciousness. Insignificant or trivial, useless, and valueless. On the other hand, once you see yourself as you are in truth and embody that vision in your feeling nature, you will move above lack and limitation. You are an heir to all that the universe has, or abundance, love, source has, or the light source has. And all you have to do to receive your inheritance is to die to your old ways of thinking. Rising in place will be the truth for you, a strong, vibrant, useful, significant, valuable, worthwhile, meaningful, loving, and fulfilled individual. I'm quoting from the Abundance book again by J.R. Price. He wrote some wonderful things about the joy of abundance. On page 74, he says, "The energy of abundance seeks to express in visible form for the joy of it. Substance, light, loves to appear and become that which is needed in the phenomenal world. Therefore, the principle of all sufficiency, including money, is good. And while we will not limit the unlimited, spirit will not manifest such an extravagance that it would be a burden. The Holy Self or the Holy Spirit would never overcompensate by making us servants of money or anything else, servants of any lack. We are not servants. We are rightful owners of abundance." And so I would like to, for one, live with that knowledge, with that understanding every day, and remind ourselves that we have that abundance always readily available to us. Towards the end of the book, it talks about where is this abundance? Well, this abundance is where we are, where I am as an individual or as a collective. I am a collective one. I am the light of the world. I turn within to the light and say, "You are my spirit, my soul, my body. When I look at you, I see me." And so we're talking about, again, this abundance overflowing all around us, kind of like water around the fish. And so we are just swimming in it. We need to just acknowledge that we're swimming in it. We are not resisting it, or we're not blocking it with our thoughts of fear or thoughts of thinking that we're insignificant. Gosh, the phone lines are very quiet now, so I'm just going to keep going talking about abundance, and I really hope that you can relate to what I'm saying, and this is not too esoteric for you. It is a practical way to really start getting ourselves geared up for the golden age, for the age of spirituality. According to the Mayan calendar, we are now entering the fifth night, specifically on November 17th, which is just a few days away. We will have 360 days ahead of us that used to take millions of years before this one age, the age of ethics. The fifth night specifically of the age of ethics is only going to take 360 days. What does the fifth night mean? It's a significant change, a switch in our thinking, in our consciousness. It's a lesson of moving out of those belief systems or addictions and unconscious behaviors that humans love to just reach out for. That is happening on the fifth night, where people will be almost forced to lose the addictions, lose those behaviors, and start focusing on their consciousness growth. And so I'm very excited about the upcoming time, the upcoming year, if you're counting it from November, because we will see how the truth about abundance, intuition, and spirituality is going to become more and more mainstream. And people will have nowhere to turn but to turn to this road to abundance. If you want to, of course, if humans want to continue to grow in consciousness and accept the new world that we're headed for. And so there are affirmations that we can practice every day, sort of like entrain ourselves to start accepting this positive change and move away from the fear and lack and scarcity, belief systems, and start moving more and more towards abundance and the belief that everything is possible. We can co-create and believe and do and be anywhere, and we can manifest anything in our lives. And so I would like to suggest an affirmation, which is a favorite of mine, again, from the book, the Abundance book. But I'm only using this book because it's so focusing on the essence of abundance, and I love that about it. For example, one of the affirmations says, "The divine consciousness that I am is forever expressing its true nature of abundance. This is its responsibility, not mine. My only responsibility is to be aware of this truth. Therefore, I'm totally confident in letting go and letting the Holy Spirit appear as the abundant all-sufficiency in my life and affairs. When I'm aware of the Holy Spirit within me as my total fulfillment, I am totally fulfilled. I am now aware of this truth. I have found the secret of life, and I relax in the knowledge that the activity of divine abundance is eternally operating in my life. I simply have to be aware of the flow, the radiation of that creative energy, which is continuously, easily, effortlessly, and I might add, eternally pouring forth from my divine consciousness. I am now aware. I am now in the flow." I will probably post some of these affirmations on my webpage in case anyone wants to copy them down. And the suggestion is that you can continuously repeat these affirmations for 40 days so that your mind almost like becomes entrained to this way of believing or this way of feeling, basically. I don't like to use thinking because this is not about thinking, really. We're just try to engulf ourselves with this belief, with this understanding. It's more like an understanding than a thinking or a thought process. And it says right here in one of the affirmations, I keep my mind off this world and I place my entire focus on the Holy Spirit within, or you can call it my higher self. You can call this phenomenon anything your belief system allows. You know, you can fill in the blank. There is no right or wrong way to put it. So I keep my mind and thoughts off this world, and I place my entire focus on the Holy Spirit within as the only cause of my prosperity. I acknowledge the inner presence as the only activity in my financial, health, career, affairs, etc. Again, fill in the blanks. As the substance of all things visible, I place my faith in the principle of abundance in action within me. That was one of my other favorites. And here's another one. I am conscious of the inner presence as my lavish abundance. I'm conscious of the constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. And so another one, my inner supply instantly and constantly takes on form and experience according to my needs and desires. And as the principle of supply in action, it is impossible for me to have any needs or unfulfilled desires. Well, I was hoping I could get some more calls from you and that we can have more of a discussion. But the lines are quite very quiet. So I would like to just read you one more quote here. And this is about meditation on abundance. Because through meditation, we can gain a consciousness that we could normally not reach since our mind is constantly in the way. And so the only way through a higher consciousness, especially in the times we are in, where time is actually running out, so to speak, although we're always living in the now, where through meditation you can instantly gain access to a consciousness of this plentiful spirit or this abundant spirit consciousness that is flowing from the center of our being, which is called I Am. It's a constant bountiful force, and there's no end to it. I imagine it as a vertical connection or a rod out into the infinite universe. So when you embody the infinite of this flow, of this connection, then release its fullness into the world, and therefore you share and allow not just yourself but everyone to prosper. And so you can see it as a light stream connecting you with all souls on earth, and that's the next step that we are reaching, I believe. As humanity's consciousness is growing by leaps and bounds, we are starting to radiate more and more oneness. And this is sort of like a light beam, like a laser beam that's radiating from everyone. And it's encircling the globe. And so we are seeing that phenomenon already, I believe. There have been so many wonderful meetings of great numbers, millions of people meeting radiating this form of higher consciousness. So this light stream is now the bridge on which the visible supply can travel to each one of us. After the light connection is made between all of us around the world, the visible supply will be returning to us in waves of goodness or abundance. It just keeps on rolling in like the waves in the ocean, flowing and rolling in to each one of us from every direction. And then it again flows back to the center, where we all are, basically. The I Am is there. So let these waves engulf us, engulf you. Then you will see yourself using the supply in peace, love, and joy. The light bridge must be continually supported with and by love. Therefore, your thoughts, emotions, words, and actions must be loving at all times. So this is a suggestion basically on how to bring about this state of consciousness during meditation, where we could keep focusing on this oneness of abundance all around us. While many, many out there still believe that the source of abundance and supply is through God, that is sort of a little bit off the mark, because a lot of people forget that that connection with God is actually placing the source outside of themselves. It's as if you leave your keys outside the door and you try to look for it on the inside of your room. It's a slight mistake. Not slight, it's quite a big mistake, because this is what kept us in the dark for hundreds of years, and now we're finding that key. We're actually opening the door of our selfhood and reaching for that key to open our connection to that light source, which was there all this time. You know, the key was out there all this time, but we just didn't know how to open the door to get to it. I'm hoping I'm making some sense with this for all of you, and you don't mind that I'm jumping around with this a little bit. I didn't think that there will be no calls today, but of course, not many people know that I'm on the air, and I understand this was sort of a last-minute connecting here. A little bit more on abundance before we close. Of course, a lot of people probably associate the notion of abundance with the idea of money, but really in the spirit of abundance, there is no such thing. Money is purely an effect. It's not a cause. This substance is overflowing all everywhere. So it is not based on, you know, who gives you money, who doesn't give you money, where that abundance comes from. It's not necessarily from your customers or your boss or from your job, from your business. It's really a spiritual source. It's a source from your highest self, which resides right here within you. And it has an invisible connection to the entire universe. So, you know, he talks about it in the book. It says money is an effect. When you concentrate on the effect, you are forgetting the cause. And when you forget the cause, the effect begins to diminish. When you focus your attention on getting money, you are actually shutting off your supply. This is a real irony. You must begin with this very moment to cease believing that money is your substance, your supply, your support, or your security, or your safety. Money is not your supply, but your abundant higher spirit, your abundant Holy Spirit connection is. When you understand that and realize this truth, then the supply flows uninterrupted into perfect and abundant manifestation. So we must not miss this point, because it's time for us to live in abundance, I believe. And that is why I would choose on this show never to really discuss lack or, you know, talk about any fear-based beliefs anymore, because we are beyond that now. The material world and its trappings are keeping us from opening the door, and this is time, this is high time to just open that door, get the key, and get connected with abundance, which is our birthright, as I mentioned. So once we get into that state of consciousness, which I believe many, many, many people every second are tapping into, then the outer effect of money or a job or employer, etc., will just become a tool or a connection, but it's not the source. And so once you realize that, then you are no longer looking at other human beings as something to tap into or use or abuse or beg from or need anything from. You're looking at your fellow human beings as equal partners in taking part of this incredible abundance. Because, like I said, oxygen is available freely to everyone. So why should we look at other human beings as the only rightful recipients of this abundance? It is not so. It's available to everyone. So he continues in the book, "You must think of money and any other material desire or possession simply as an outer symbol of the inner supply. And the only reality of that symbol is the substance which underlies the outward manifestation. So first comes your inward consciousness, and once that is in place, then you can build an outward physical manifestation on top of that. So money really is simply a symbol of an idea in the divine mind. The idea is an all-sufficiency of supply to meet every need with a divine surplus in every individual's life. As the divine idea comes out into manifestation, it appears as a symbol, in this case money. But the money is not the supply. Rather, it is your consciousness, your God consciousness or higher self or Holy Spirit consciousness as your abundance that constitutes your supply. When you try to collect, acquire, and possess the symbol, in this case money, focusing on the symbol and not the supply, the outlet for the manifestation can dry up, it can close up. So if you want more supply, you have to shift your consciousness from the effect, which is a material manifestation of your consciousness, to a cause, which is your spiritual consciousness. So when you give power to an effect, you are giving away your power to that effect. You're actually giving the effect power over you. And that is not a good thing, because money itself has no power. If you think it does, then you have given it your power, and therefore you will now have less power. You will be the servant of that power that you gave it to. So you reverse the roles. The inner presence, the higher self that you are made of, that's living inside you, is truly the money maker or the abundance maker. Your thinking, reasoning, mind is not. So, as I said earlier, the mind is always in the way. And that is why affirmations and in training our mind and disconnecting the mind and visualizing and meditating on this phenomenon is our best way to go. I just wanted to, before we close in a few minutes, I would like to also go over some of the future subjects of our show that I would like to focus on. Just some ideas for topics. One would be sources of intuition. Where does our intuition come from? If you're interested, I could use that topic for our next show. Again, I would like to touch more on the age of ethics, which is the time that we live in based on the Mayan calendar. The age of ethics began in 1999, and it's going to continue up to 2000, just the beginning of 2011. And then we will have a very brief age of only 260 days, which will be the age of spirituality. And so this would be a good topic. And then other topics could be touching on earth-based abundance, and the Golden Age, go more into areas of thoughts on that or ideas. And, of course, the subject of Nostradamus coming up. Again, I would like to just focus on a positive aspect of Nostradamus' work and not so much the fear-based doomsday situation that is being presented these days. And for that, I might ask a guest who is my favorite Nostradamus scholar, John Hogue. Hopefully, maybe he can join us on our show. And other topics, prayer, meditation, what is better, what is the difference, how do they, what do they have in common? So if you have any other topic suggestions, I would love to take those suggestions as well for the show. And that I hope to hear from you via email or phone calls. My phone number is also listed on my website if you'd like to call me after the show closes. I would be happy to take your calls as well. And so in closing, what I always like to do also from now, you know, as part of the structure of our show, is to express our gratitude intent. And so I would like to close the show with that. But before I do, I will just give you some more information about, again, I would like to encourage you to call in and get a free intuitive reading through me, through the show, through this wonderful availability of the Internet. And I'm going to let some of my recurring clients know about the show, and hopefully they will call in with questions as well. And the way I do my readings, as I mentioned earlier, is I do use the tarot if people request it. If they don't, I combine my readings of the tarot with a reading of the Four Pillars chart, which I have on my computer here, so I can quickly tap into your imprint birth data, and from that I can immediately see your 10-year cycles, your yearly cycles, and give you a fairly accurate assessment of where you're going, whether the decisions you're making are on target and aligned with this wonderful cosmic system of Bazi. This system is widely used in Asia, such as Singapore, Hong Kong, many, many Asian countries. A lot of people use it as a way of like a compass, and consult it regularly, kind of like we do with astrology. And I do combine astrological phenomenon, astrological changes with this Asian system, with this Earth-based system. And this is why I call this show Earth Harmony Divinations, because really the four pillars is nothing but made up of the elements that we are all made of on this planet, which is earth, fire, metal, wood, water. These five elements, and of course the constant flux of yin and yang, and all the other phenomena that makes up this wonderful system. I hope this is not intimidating for you to hear, because believe me, when I talk to you, I will only speak in layman's terms when I read for you. So it's not something that you would have to decipher, or I will use some kind of weird expressions that makes no sense to you. Quite the contrary. It will all really fall into place easily for you. I also do life charts, you know, type them out. I'll make them from scratch based on my software, but it's all, you know, created with my own analysis. I'm not using some prefabricated cookie-cutter system. I just wanted to also remind you I'm also a authentic feng shui practitioner, where I also utilize the Bazi system as a diagnosis tool for the person for whom the environment is analyzed. So instead of just using, again, a cookie-cutter Western pop-style feng shui system, I go into some of the classic schools, such as, you know, the four pillars that I mentioned, Flying Stars Feng Shui, and, of course, Compass School. So if you need any help with in such areas, please feel free to go to my website, www.redlotus.org. And my email address is elizabeth@redlotus.org. Okay, so in closing, I would like to just say the grateful gratitude prayer or gratitude intent. Let's take a deep breath. I know I am grateful. I'm grateful, and I know now that there is nothing that I could truly desire that is not at this very moment standing at the door of my consciousness, ready to appear in my life and affairs. I have only to be conscious of this truth, and every need is met, every problem solved, every question answered. My consciousness of the Holy Spirit within is all I will ever need for all eternity. I am extremely grateful for everything that's flowing into my consciousness, into my life. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening to my show. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you or meeting with you on this wonderful internet in future shows. Again, those show times are Monday nights, every second Monday and every fourth Monday of each month at 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm very grateful for this opportunity to be on this show to Mike Schultz and also the producers of BBS Radio. Thank you so much for having me. Blessings to all.